And then we can get started. So again, for both of you, Happy New Year. I look forward to working with you and those who are going to be listening to the recording. So let's get started with Bas today, and then we'll go get to you, Marit. So Bas, how are you doing, and what's going on in your business?
Actually, I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing a lot. Sometimes it just feels like nothing is moving forward, but actually I'm spending a lot of time on it.
Okay.
It just seems to me that I want everything now fast. I've decided to finish everything and I have a lot of motivation. It just seems not to go fast enough. But
right.
Too many things to do and too little time, the usual. But the situation is I'm still working on my program, which is an the online program, which has 6 modules in it, and a bit more than half of that is done now.
Okay.
Which I'm very happy with. It took a long time, so that's fine. It's moving forward. Now the next modules I have to work on are a bit more challenging. I have to really think how I'm gonna present things and make the video, so it's going to be a bit more work, but I'm confident that will be fine. At the same time, what I've been working on lately is to really think of how in the end I will find my clients and promote this program. So I've been looking again at the progressive for every step to define, okay, what are people feeling at each step, and which process are they of recognizing their own problem onwards to accepting that that I have a good solution for them. So getting that whole process clearly defined, and also how I will get people through that process. So what I've decided, I will make a kind of mini course, which is like 6, I think it will be emails or maybe some video in it. I'm not sure yet. So it'll be a series of 6 emails or short videos.
Right.
Just with targeted to that exact stage where they are in the decision-making process, and to move them forward to the next stage. So that is what I've been doing. Let me see what else I've been doing. Been experimenting a lot with opt-in conversions on my website to get more people already on the mailing list that I already have of my business. So when I start to launch this program, that my at least I have a big mailing list already with people that I can invite to it to spread the news to that I have this program. So I've been testing a lot with optimizing my current website and checking what kind of opt-in forms give me what kind of conversions and how to improve that part.
Nice.
So that's the main that's the main thing I've been working on. It's I see my biggest problem I see is prioritizing. I want to do a lot of things and I want them all now. And as I still have my normal job, I often get I'm only done usually in the evening at 8 with my food and everything, and then I can finally start doing something, and then you're working for an hour or 2 hours, and then it's already late evening and you have to go to bed. So that is just not enough time. So I'm very much trying to schedule and only work on one thing at a time instead of doing 3 things within a 2-hour period, which is just too short to really get focused.
Right.
So I think my main challenge right now is just prioritizing and time management. So nothing very specific, I think I want to ask. I think I will have quite some questions once I have my program done and I start getting people on the like personal introduction calls and promoting it. So at that time, probably some questions will come up, but just now for me, it's still the same as it's been for a long time, actually. Just make the program ready and get it done.
Okay.
So I can start putting it out there. That's
So I have a couple of thoughts.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I hear an echo.
I will put down the volume on my computer. Maybe that will reduce echo somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I had a problem yesterday as well. So it might be the conference system. I'm thinking of changing it.
Okay.
But one thing is, building your email list, you might also think of building referral partners. So people who are working with your ideal client, who are not competitors. So I'm not sure if that's
like
maybe outsourcing companies or temp agencies.
Might be actually.
Because I think
I'm completely spacing out to call them.
But they're headhunters.
Yeah.
And so they know.
A lot of people who are different jobs. And
I think that
I
might
think
be
that
good
might be good
connection to
connection
make.
To make.
That's actually quite interesting to think of, indeed.
I have someone that I can connect with in Holland, actually. He's running a financial hunting agency, and he knows a lot of people for a long time.
That would be really nice if he would be willing to connect. That would be amazing. I like that idea. Well, yeah. Thinking already in my head what kind of companies there could be to approach, but this is a very good one. I will put some thought in that and have some ideas for that.
I'll connect you with this person on Facebook.
Perfect. Thank you.
So.
Nice one.
Very good. And also,
good.
So the prioritizing.
Yeah.
And you said there's a lot of things I can do.
Is it suffering from option? Definitely.
I have definitely too many options. Many things I'm focusing at the moment at the same time. This is finishing this course. Secondly, extending my own knowledge, my own coaching knowledge, in general personal development. I always like to do some courses or read books and just work on myself. And the third one is making money so I can quit my job as soon as possible, because I just want to put a deadline that I can go to my boss and say, I'm done. I'm confident enough to go full time into my coaching business. So, for that, I also have some other, that's actually quite funny. What I noticed that I know some coaches and none of them have any idea how to sell. So they have a simple website and that's it, but no opt-in form for people, no progressive agreements they thought of. So, and I've helped two people to think about that. And I just put a simple form on their website and they're getting email subscribers and very happy. So I actually thought that's actually a nice business model. I might do that as well. Just go to coaches with a bad website, tell them, hey, I can do that. I can set that up for you. Let's think about some progressive agreements and charge them for it. But this is just an idea that came up because I did that to a few people now.
Right.
So I was like, hey, maybe there's some income source as well, but so that's why I said that many things, many options to do.
Yeah.
I need to change that a little bit, I think, and try to get more focused on and set my priorities.
Yeah, exactly. That might be something.
That might be something else in the group
for someone who
for someone who could help you
stretch
your meta program.
Okay.
From options to
from
more
options
procedures,
to more procedures and making decisions
and sticking with
and
something.
Sticking with something.
And then also,
and
what,
then
I'm
also what I'm thinking is
if you think about
if you think about prioritizing
and,
yeah.
and
the faster
the
you
faster you
are able to make
are
money,
able to make money
the faster you're going
to be able to quit
your
job the more time you
have to
do the same thing
that you want
correct
that you want
true absolutely
so then the question is
to do those three things
in one of the
modules
to do the thing that makes you money today. That's your first priority.
Then your second priority is the money tomorrow.
And then do something that builds your business that you like to do, or that you need to do.
Because that's going to generate you money.
True, absolutely. That's a good reminder. I'm going to keep that in mind, and I think I will post something in the Facebook group and see who can do a session about that. Go more into procedure thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good one.
Very good. Anything else?
Thinking. No, not really right now. I think it's I'm fine, so I'll just get I'll get to work and hopefully have a good update next time.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, Buff.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, Marit, how are you? I think you need to unmute yourself.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is it?
Marit, are you wearing headphones?
Sorry? I can't hear you very well.
Are you wearing headphones?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
I have no idea why.
They weren't. No, that's okay. I didn't put it right in. Yeah. Is it better now?
Yes, it is. Thank
you.
Yeah.
But something I didn't do right.
Oh, very good. How have you been?
Well, I had a hard time during Christmas.
I bet, yeah.
And I realized that I was very tired. And when Christmas came, I had to allow myself to just take the time to mourn and go through some. Yeah, it's been two hard years, I was very surprised about my own reaction because I thought that mother was so old and she can't live forever and and then after all I mean she has been with us for a long time and it was very, very sad when she died. So,
yeah, absolutely. Even, you know, we can say rationally, we can say those things. My grandma died in November. She was 99. And I have dreams about her. I was not able to go back to Holland because Finnegan was just born for the funeral. Mm. But yeah. We can say, yes, you know, it's their time and they've lived a long, good life and things like that, but it's still sad. Mm. So,
it is,
yeah.
And mother is mother.
Absolutely, yeah.
And,
you always stay the kid.
yes, that's true.
Yeah.
So, and and tomorrow or this weekend we're going to take, you know, empty her house and put it out for sale and, you know, share the things that you want to have. And I think that, you know, it's, well, it's going to bring back memories and... I must be honest and say that this has done something to me that I wasn't really prepared, and so I haven't been able to do much.
Right.
And,
and
I know that these 2 years have been hard for me, and I must admit that I've also struggled with motivation. After I started the program, so I really have to sort of reset myself and start again.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And just know, Matt, is also if so the goal is to help you get your business up and running. Mm. And I'm not gonna just cut it off at a specific date, you know, you just we'll get your business up and running. And if you need to take some time to grieve, then make sure that you take that time.
Yeah.
So
but I am in Neil is coaching me at the moment.
Good. Yeah.
So that's been very helpful, and I have a coaching session with him next week, middle of the week. So
very good.
Yeah, and I think there is such a lot of things that are coming back, you know, from in my head it seems that it's a bit chaotic at the time being.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I realize that there's a lot of things that I have to work with in my own life.
And so one of the things to think about, Matt, also for next week's coaching is to, if it's possible, to allocate a specific time where you can get into that state of grieving, so that it doesn't so one of the things, like when was it, 2005, my cousin passed away, and she passed away on the day that I was gonna fly to the United States to do the NLP trainers training with Robert Dilt.
Oh, yeah.
And I flew in a week later, the day after the funeral. I left and joined the training, and I had to change my state. And so when I introduced myself, it was like the third day, so they had already had 2 days of training.
Mm-hmm.
And people already knew each other, so I had to introduce myself in front of the group. And so one of the things I said is that, you know, I shared what had happened, and one of the things she was talking about state management at the time. So I said, well, if we talk about state management, I need to manage my state to be fully here and fully with this training and learning, while I'm, you know, while I'm grieving. And so when we think about the APG, the Coaching Genius Training, are you, you know, being able to set, like, even if you say 1 hour a day, I'm going to change my state and get into my business state and do work on that. Because ultimately we choose our thoughts and we choose our feelings. And check if that's ecological for you to just set aside 1 hour where you don't have to focus on grieving, but you can focus on your business.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good advice, and I have just these last days realized that you know, I have to take the time. I need to get through this. It's no use just pushing it away.
No, you have to do the processing, absolutely.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean you have to do processing 24 hours a day.
No, that's right.
So
that's right. Thank you for your understanding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely welcome.
And so
go ahead.
I was thinking that, you know, I always expect so much of myself, and I don't always give myself permission to, you know, to do what, you know, like, I didn't think I would have to go through this, but I realized that I do have to, and
And
I thought it was better to be honest and say that instead of.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that is so. That is so true, I've had to give myself permission lately as well. I think I think that goes for a lot of coaches. You know, probably for a lot of people that we say, like, oh, we have to just continue and re-rationalize what we go through. I was talking to my mom the other day, and I said, well, the fact that once I gave birth, that my son was taken away within a couple of minutes because he, like, wasn't breathing properly, that was really traumatic. But for months I've just been like, well, you know, other people have it worse, and
yeah,
so you kind of go like that. But I think ultimately, in if we want to help other people be kind to themselves and be at their very best, and then we need to show and experience our own vulnerability. And that opens the path too. I think if we don't, then it's like a cloud, and it takes over our lives. get this kind of brain fog.
Yes.
Because it takes a lot of energy to push it away, and it's there anyway. So that vulnerability, if we can let that just be present, it makes us better coaches, and helps us be productive even when we go through certain things. That's, you know, it's just it's a good awareness to have that you're hard on yourself, and to allow yourself to be more vulnerable.
Yes, that I have not done that. You know, I've been through things earlier, and I haven't been kind to myself, but it suddenly dawned on me that, you know, when I started crying in church on Christmas Eve, I just, you know, after that, I just thought, well, Marit, you just have to go through this. You can't just push it away this time.
Right.
Because it will do something to you later on if you don't.
Yeah, permit. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I would say take your time. You get the coaching with Neil, and then 2 weeks from now we can see where you're at and get you back on track.
Well, thank you, Temke. And I think I also need. I'm so happy I was able to share this, because these are the things that really cost me a lot.
Absolutely.
to show that how vulnerable I can be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay. So we only have two.
So that
concludes our call for today. Remember that you can always email me in the meantime. Otherwise, we are back 2 weeks from now at the same time. And just drop me an email or access the Facebook group. And if you need help, but it sounds like Mara, that's already what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to busting your email or Facebook post.
I already did it.
Very good. So then I'll be curious to see what flows out of that 2 weeks from now.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great evening, both of you.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.